Damn it to hell. Well, that got your attention, right? How and why did we start cursing, swearing, even gesturing when we got angry or were simply shocked or amused by something we saw or because of something somebody did to us? I'm Patty Steele. What the f*** started the cursing trend? That's next on The Backstory. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Well, if we're being honest, we all have stuff in our lives that drive us crazy. Maybe it's a job, a difficult relationship, or love interest. Or honestly, it can just be the state of this crazy world we live in. For me, it's all three of those things at times. A lot of times it's not a big deal, but in the moment, it sure feels like it is, right? So how do you come to terms with those stressors and not let the negativity weigh you down? For me, therapy has always been a haven where I can open up, talk about what's eating at me, and trust that this person will be honest, understanding, and discreet. Therapy isn't just for folks who've had major trauma. It's for you and me, so we can be at peace and become the best version of ourselves. When I connected with a terrific therapist at BetterHelp, she asked some on-point questions, and I actually heard myself working through some of the issues I'd kept bottled up. What a relief. If you've considered therapy, I can't recommend BetterHelp enough. It's completely online, so it's convenient, flexible, fits your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a short questionnaire. You'll be matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra charge. Take it from me. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/backstory today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/backstory.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant... Just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
The Backstory is back. Sometimes, don't you just want to grit your teeth and spew out some vile language? I know. It's not very classy, but at the end of the day, it's a release of sorts. In fact, Mark Twain said that under certain circumstances, profanity provides a relief denied even to prayer. And guess what? People have been swearing for at least as long as they've been praying. He also said, there ought to be a room in every house to swear in. It's dangerous to repress an emotion like that. But how did it start? And how has cursing evolved? Well, actually, did you know that all mammals have an impulse to vocalize when feeling strong emotions, pain, fear, joy, even sexual excitement? A good scream gives us a sense of release from all those feelings. Cursing increases our heart rate, even makes us sweat. But it helps us deal with emotional upset, and studies show a good swear word can even relieve physical pain. Of course, how we curse today is really pretty different from how people cursed centuries ago. What people consider to be cursing has always depended on what was, I don't know, sort of taboo at that given point in time. It might be considered crude or it might be blasphemous. The earliest expletives were phrases that had to do with religion. For instance, some of the worst curses in medieval days included God's bones, God's nails, or really anything to do with God that wasn't religious. In the 14 and 1500s, cursing was actually pretty much accepted as a perfectly normal way to add emphasis to what you were saying. Some popular curses included calling someone a licorice glutton, freckled bitter, jobbernall goose cap, or a ninny lobcock, all name-calling in those days. But amazingly, one of the worst curses you can utter today, the C word, was perfectly acceptable in those times. It was found in medical textbooks, in literature, even weirdly as part of street names in areas that were known for prostitution. For instance, one town in Glastonbury, England, was called Grope C-Word Lane. Wow. A couple of words were the equivalent of the F word, including sard and swive, just basic words for copulation. One book included the edict, "Don't sard another man's wife." By the late 15 and early 1600s, there was a reform movement of sorts that decided swearing was a no-no. And as they got nicer language-wise, they began to combine two or more naughty words, creating new slang, but with nicer terms like gadzooks, a curse used in place of God's hooks. In the 1600s, the word zounds, a shortened version of God's wounds, showed up in Shakespeare's plays. And in the 1800s, people in Ireland used the word bejabbers as a nicer way of saying by Jesus. Even today in England, they use the term bloody, which originally was God's blood. Now, the phrase four-letter words was first used to describe swear words all the way up in the 1920s, and there was a good reason. Of the approximately 84 commonly used American English swear words, 29 of them have four letters, including the F word, the S word, the C word, the H word, and the D word. And what about naughty gestures? The most popular these days is the middle finger, aka the bird. But that gesture has been around for thousands of years. It was used as a sexual threat of sorts in ancient Greece and Rome, and was basically seen as a phallic symbol. By the early 1800s, it became a common sign of disrespect, most common among actors, celebrities, athletes, and politicians. The first documented case of somebody flipping the bird in the United States was in 1886. It happened when Ole Hoss Radbourne, a baseball pitcher for the Boston Bean Eaters, got his picture taken flipping off a member of the rival New York Giants. By the 20th century, mass media began to make cursing more mainstream. In fact, in Gone with the Wind, producer David O. Selznick had to fight to get the now classic line, "Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn," into the flick, telling regulators, "This word, as used in the picture, is not an oath or a curse. The worst that could be said of it is that it's a vulgarism." And in the 1960s, comedian Lenny Bruce was arrested a bunch of times on obscenity charges for using explicit language in his act. In 1972, George Carlin was arrested for performing his Seven Dirty Words You Can't Say on Television act while performing at an outdoor festival in Wisconsin, not on TV, but in public. A year later, his routine was played on the radio, which led to a number of court cases about what words should be banned from broadcast radio and television. All of that was just 50 years ago. But that common usage has really exploded. The entertainment industry has done the most to normalize cussing, but these days, the film industry's Classification and Rating Administration goes through every line of every flick, and they decide exactly how many naughty words it takes to get your movie an R rating. Mel Brooks said, "I've been accused of vulgarity. I say, that's BS." And trust me, he didn't just use the initials. I bet that felt really good. Hope you're enjoying The Backstory with Patty Steele. That's me. Please subscribe, if you will. And if you have a story you'd like me to dive into, just DM me on Facebook at Patty Steele or on Instagram at Real Patty Steele. I'm Patty Steele. The Backstory is a production of iHeartMedia, Premiere Networks, the Elvis Duran Group, and Steel Trap Productions. Our producer is Doug Fraser. Our writer, Jake Kushner. We have new episodes every Tuesday and Friday. Feel free to reach out to me with comments and even story suggestions on Instagram at Real Patty Steele and on Facebook at Patty Steele. Thanks for listening to The Backstory with Patty Steele, the pieces of history you didn't know you needed to know. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.